The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, Tommy, wake up. Wake up, Tommy. Somebody please tell me that Joe Biden did not fall asleep yesterday in the middle of a climate speech, an issue that he claimed just a few weeks ago was one of the greatest threats to U.S. security. And he's dozing off in the middle of the session. On our guest line this morning, like all Tuesdays, we visit with 4th District Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. Looks like our president fell asleep.
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. Before I forget, we got to make sure everybody knows that the city of Greenville and Simpsonville and Malden all have elections, as well as Spartanburg, all have elections today. So go vote. It is extremely important to do your civic duty. As for the president, yeah, he did fall asleep. And I think it's hilarious because we're sitting up here negotiating trillions of dollars of spending, and Manchin poured cold water on it. And the progressives are supposed to say, well, we're out unless we get agreement. But they caved. They caved. And you know why they caved? They caved because the guy that can't keep his eyes open at a climate speech promises he'll get it done. You got to wonder what's going on.
Yep. It is just, it is crazy. It's embarrassing. I mean, to watch the video and you see one of his aides finally go over and as if they're whispering something in his ear, they were going over to wake him up.
That's exactly what they were doing. He hadn't been given directions recently, so, you know, his card ran out of things to say, so he had to take a little snooze, and they brought him a new card with new things to say.
Yeah, his card, they failed to put on his card, Mr. President, stay awake, pay attention, listen.
That won't happen again. They're going to have to put that in there. Stay awake, Mr. President.
Yes. All right, let's talk about this week in Washington. It looks like that with the delay in the reconciliation bill that it's been scaled back some. Maybe if you guys can hold this off long enough, it'll keep being scaled back.
I think we'll see what happens today in Virginia and New Jersey. But if the Republicans pick up a governor's seat in one of those two places, it's going to be chaos. Because, yeah. I mean, that shows a pending 50-vote swing. And I don't think a lot of these moderate Democrats are going to want to walk the plank. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see how this week develops.
Yep. Interesting indeed. Tonight, the Virginia governor's race particularly is going to be interesting to watch. And thank you for reminding everyone. Of course, polls are open right now. We'll be open until 7 o'clock. A lot of local races, city council, fire districts, sewer districts, water commissioner, a lot of school board races. And look, the school issue has been front and center in this Virginia governor's race. School board positions are very important. And yes, they're, in most cases, they're nonpartisan, but, you know, we have to be involved and we got to make sure that we get good people on these, in these school board positions. All right, let's talk about this.
Real quick, Joey, sure. Everybody do me a favor. If you're not able to vote today because you live in the county, call somebody that you're friends with in the city that you think might forget and ask them to go vote today, please. We got to get good turnout up for these races.
That's true. Good point. Very good point. All right, let's talk about the Biden administration, and we talked a lot about this. Our 94.5 The Answer listeners on Friday were pretty passionate about this issue of Joe Biden considering paying illegals $450,000. That's more than service members' families get. That's more than 9/11 victims get. What are they thinking?
It's absolutely insane. The Department of Justice is trying to use its ability to settle cases as a way to funnel money to Democrats. That might be a little bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I just believe it. I believe it. We were talking about this yesterday with the elected leaders of the Republican conference. There's settlements going on all over the country in cases that likely shouldn't or couldn't be settled, where hundreds of millions of dollars are being given. So this is just another opportunity. The attorney's fees for this would be 20, 30, 50, $100 million. And yeah. Guess who that goes to? The ACLU. Well, that's interesting. Very interesting that the Biden administration wants to give $100 million to the ACLU.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, maybe this is conspiracy theory, maybe it's being exaggerated, but here's the thing. They haven't denied it yet, to my knowledge, have they?
They have not. They have not. But, you know, Jen Psaki can't circle back because she's got COVID.
That's true.
I feel bad saying that. I hope she gets well soon. But, yeah, their lead spokeswoman is not in the office. So maybe they're going to wait till she gets back.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's talk about vaccine mandates. We're seeing across the board or around the country different communities dealing with this differently. I mean, a judge, I think it was in Illinois, did issued a temporary order. I think it was the police union in Chicago that had asked for this temporary order until things could be settled. A judge in New York said, nope, you gotta go by these mandates. We're going to be losing police officers, first responders. We're going to be losing a lot of healthcare workers. Talk with us about these mandates and where you see this headed.
I think they're all going to be let go. I think they're going to overturn them. And I think that we're going to move on in the manner that we should. But it's going to cause chaos up until the last minute. So right now, the Air Force is coming up on their deadline, and over 10,000 airmen have not been vaccinated, active duty. We're not going to administratively separate or discharge 10,000 members of the Air Force. I promise you, we might have a couple people in the military that might not need to still be working, but we don't have 10,000 in just the Air Force. It is insane to me that this is something that they're thinking about doing. So I think that this is all going to be rethought. I think that the Biden administration's illegal, unconstitutional mandate is going to be overturned, and I don't think it'll ever be enforced. But what's going to happen is all these businesses that are trying to theoretically comply with an unlawful, unconstitutional executive order, they're putting these people in a terrible spot. I had two people that work for the federal government that are going to be let go in the middle of December if they do not get vaccinated. And they don't really have an alternative job. They work for the Weather Service, and there's not equal opportunities. I mean, it's going to have to be a complete career change, and it's just completely immoral what they're doing. And we got to help these people. I have a bill that is being dropped today, and it addresses all of these unconstitutional vaccine mandates, and it puts a stop to it. Obviously, in a Democrat-controlled House, it's not going anywhere, but I'm going to. Yeah. We got the policy that we should have. And we're going to be fighting to help all these people that are, you know, their individual liberties just being completely stripped away. And it's just a sad day that this is where we are in our country.
Well, we'll talk about a bill that should have bipartisan support. That bill should, because I can't imagine, I don't care what party you're affiliated with. I don't care if you're a liberal, progressive, if you're far right. I mean, to force healthcare workers out. I mean, if you're one of those who happens to go to the ER or to the hospital and you have to wait a long period of time because they simply don't have enough nurses and other professionals working in those hospitals, everyone hurts from that. And we're already seeing healthcare workers leave those positions because of their stance on the mandates. We're already seeing people leave other types of businesses. It's got to stop soon, Congressman, or as you said, there is going to be a lot of chaos.
It must stop. It needs to stop soon. But, you know, what makes me think of going to stop soon is when the police unions, when you got unions in New York City that are pushing back and they're anti-Biden, That is the writing's on the wall. And, you know, it's going to be so interesting today in Virginia and New Jersey, because there's just a lot of people out there that didn't like Trump's mean tweets. But now that they're being forced to get a vaccine or lose their job, and their kids are being taught garbage in classrooms, and you know, I think what the Virginia governor said, parents don't have any right to say what their kids learn in school, something like that. Just something ridiculous. This is what the Democrat Party is in 2021, and there's going to be a course correction, and I'm hoping it's a big one.
Yeah, well, and look, some of those people, they're going to be they're thinking now, back in the good old days when we did have Trump's mean tweets, we didn't have this kind of idiocy that we had to deal with.
I think there's a lot of people in this country that miss the mean tweets, I tell you.
Yes, I think you're right. Congressman William Timmons, always good to speak with you. We'll do it again next week. Thank you for what you do. Stay safe out there.
Yes, sir. Be well. Look forward to next week. Take care.
Sure thing. William Timmons.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.